Practice Test 1. You will hear a number of different recordings, and you'll have to answer questions on what you will hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in four sections. Write all of your answers on the test pages. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to Section 1. Section 1. You will hear a man asking for information about language classes over the phone. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 4. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Good morning. Globetrotters Language School. How may I help you?
Yes, I was wondering if you could give me some information on language classes.
The woman answers the phone. Globetrotters Language School. So the word Globetrotters has been written at the top of the form. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 4.
Good morning, Globetrotters Language School. How may I help you?
Yes, I was wondering if you could give me some information on language classes.
Certainly. What language are you interested in studying?
Well, that's the thing. I'm interested in learning Japanese, but I'd also like to improve my Chinese. I don't know which to study right now.
Maybe the class schedule will help you decide. Did you want to study in the morning, afternoon, or evening?
I work in the evenings, so mornings or afternoons would be best.
Then that decides it for you. We offer an advanced Chinese class, but it meets on Wednesday and Friday evenings.
I couldn't do that. When do the Japanese classes meet?
We have beginning Japanese on Tuesday and Thursday mornings. No, wait, that's intermediate Japanese. Which level do you want? Advanced?
No, beginning. Definitely. I know some Chinese and some French, but I'm a real beginner with Japanese.
Well then, are you free Monday, Wednesday and Friday mornings? That's when the beginning Japanese classes meet. We also have intermediate French on Friday mornings.
I could do those mornings, but I'd prefer afternoon. Don't you have anything in the afternoon?
We have intermediate Japanese class on Wednesday and Friday afternoons.
I really need a beginner class. So, I'll take the morning Japanese class. Could you give me an idea of the cost? What would be the tuition for the Japanese class?
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 5 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 5 to 10.
The beginning level classes meet 3 times a week, so they cost a bit more than the other levels. For a 6-week course, the cost would be $575.
That's a bit steep.
If it's hard for you to pay that much, you could sign up for just 4 weeks of class and pay $410, or you could pay for 1 week at a time at $125 a week.
That comes out to be much more expensive once you add up all the weeks.
That's true. You can save money by registering for two levels together. For example, pay for your beginning and intermediate classes now, and you'll get 12 weeks of class for just $1,050.
That's not a bad deal, but I can't come up with that much money at once. I'll just pay for the 6-week course.
Fine. That class begins next week, so you need to register right away.
Can't I register over the phone?
No, I'm sorry. We don't take phone registrations. What you'll need to do is visit the school office today or tomorrow. Bring a check for the tuition and a photo ID.
Is that all?
Yes, we'll give you a registration form to complete, or you can save time by visiting our website and downloading the form there. Complete it and bring it into the office with your check.
Great. I'll stop by this afternoon.
Fine. When you arrive, ask for Mr. Lindsay. He's in charge of student registration.
I'm sorry, Mr. Who?
Mr. Lindsay, spelled L-I-N-D-S-A-Y.
Thank you for your help.
Thank you. We'll look forward to seeing you in class.
That is the end of Section 1. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to Section 2.